Loud Lace, I'm author Rachel Cooper. Thanks for joining me each week on the Hello Loud Lace podcast. Here, we'll go in-depth to learning about writing with actionable steps that will take you from story idea to published book. Write alongside me as we make the journey together. You can get show notes for each episode by heading over to authorrachelcooper.com/blog and searching for the episode's title. If you want to learn how to support this podcast, visit www.patreon.com/authorrachelcooper. Hello, lovelies, and welcome back to the podcast. This episode is going to be a little bit different. I am just going to give you 5 writing apps that you might want to try. These are not sponsored. I have no affiliate links for you. I'm not trying to sell you anything. These are just apps that I have tried. Some of them have worked for me for a time. Some of them haven't. Sometimes I go back and forth. So, just some recommendations for some writing apps that you can try. Starting out, number one, Google Drive or Google Docs, I should probably say. This is available on the web, there's a phone app, and it's free. First and foremost, my favorite writing tool to date. I have talked about Google Drive and Google Docs a number of times on the blog, but I cannot stress enough how easy Google makes it not to lose anything you've written. Their autosave feature quick saves every time you pause typing for a second. It counts every time you open the document as a new revision on that document, and you can view previous versions, revert changes made, and see version history in one click. Literally one click. More than that, if you are used to using Microsoft Word, Google's word processing functions similarly and with better fonts, if you're asking me. And maybe best is that you can access and edit all of your documents for free, by the way, anywhere you happen to be. Number 2, Scrivener. With Dropbox backups, desktop app, iPhone app, Android coming soon. Maybe? $49. At least it was the last time I looked. Get onto any search engine and start looking for the tool that writers recommend more than any other tool. Made specifically for story writers? Scrivener is that tool, and it is built with the every writer in mind. Need to plot out a novel? Cool! Scrivener's interface allows you to create note cards, traditional outlines, character sheets, and more, which you can then drag and drop into place at any time. Maybe you've got your plot and are ready to write. Awesome! Scrivener's text editor might be a little basic, but it gets the job done. Ready to edit? Use the highlighter to call attention to passages, or use the notes section to take notes as you go. Assign your own background to inspire you in full screen mode, or get rid of everything distracting. It's no problem. With Scrivener, you can configure every little aspect to show it the way you want it to be shown. There is a free trial you can download if you're interested in trying the software for 30 days. Number 3, Liquid Storybinder with Dropbox backups. $45.95. Want a Scrivener-like experience but don't want to pay for Scrivener to feed your writing habit? You could try Liquid Storybinder. It's really similar. I used it for a while because I found myself in a weird in-between space where Scrivener was being glorified to the heavens, but 30 days was not enough time for me to figure out the steep learning curve of Scrivener, and I really couldn't afford to buy it. I used their 30-day trial to get me by in between, And there is, in fact, a 30-day trial, completely free, no restrictions or limitations on its use. Number four, the Microsoft Office Suite. Microsoft Word with OneDrive backups, web, desktop app, phone app. Paying for it is about $100 a year, last time I checked. The tried and true method of many authors is still Microsoft Word. This app is the powerhouse for editors because they will often use the track changes feature to give edits and suggestions on your work without interfering with the actual work itself. Designed to help process any type of words you might need to write, Microsoft Word is not made with writers specifically in mind, but it is often the go-to program that people are most familiar with. Ease of use is a huge sell, especially when the program comes with your computer. Otherwise, the price tag is a little steep. Number five, OpenOffice. Totally free. Just like Microsoft Word, OpenOffice is a word processor that is made for every type of writing someone would need. Slightly less flashy than Word, the appeal of using OpenOffice can't be denied. It is a free, open source software that can be used on as many computers as you'd like, for any purpose, and on any operating system you'd like to use, including Linux and Solaris. It comes with the same types of programs as the Microsoft Office Suite, all of which I have used and can say function similarly to the Microsoft counterparts, making them extremely intuitive and easy to just pick up and use. What writing apps have you used and recommend? Want more from this series? Let me know in the comments for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Hello Lovelies podcast, a writing podcast for authors, hosted by author Rachel Cooper. If you want more information, just search for this episode on authorrachelcooper.com/blog. If you like this podcast, the easiest ways to support it are totally free. Subscribe to the podcast, give it a like, share it on social media, and leave an honest review. Thanks again for listening. See you next week.